The following program is a work of fiction created for educational, artistic, and harm reduction purposes in compliance with the Video Corp Terms of Service. I love Video Corp. I love the rules. Any resemblance to actual persons is a super crazy coincidence. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. T.S. Natalie Wynn.
War. What is it good for? Absolutely God, Sam, everything. According to the National Institute for Strategic American Liberty Heritage Enterprise Prosperity Commerce Policy Research. Hi, I'm Jackie Jackson. You're listening to the Freedom Pod, where it doesn't matter what you say, it only matters that you say. We don't discriminate here between what is true or false or even downright dangerous. That's none of my business. It's none of America's business. The important thing is that you never stop talking. Because that's what freedom is all about. Tonight, the war on drugs. How do we get these goddamn junkies off the streets? Jackie, my first guest is Justine Tableau, leftist influencer and author of such books as Revolutionize Your Brand, How to Capitalize on Communism.
The editor chooses the title. I didn't choose the title.
And my second guest is Virginia Lamb, senior pastor at Hope Truth Ministries. Virginia, let's begin with you. Every day in Biden's America, Muslim cartels are driving Mexican dump trucks full of Chinese fentanyl across the Rio Grande, and they're getting our children amped out of their little minds on hype. The world is laughing at us, even the Canadians, with their pronouns and their genders. How have we reached this point?
Two words, Jackie. Sexual anarchy.
Let that sink in.
Let what sink in? Sexual anarchy? What does that even mean?
Jackie, the enemy has taken control of our culture. The radical left and the corporate media, they're replacing the nuclear family with aimless fornication. They're tearing apart the social fabric, and normal Americans are being silenced. That's why we're seeing all this woke, cancel culture, PC, CRT, SJW, globo, homo, pomo, nomo. The people pushing this agenda, they don't want us resisting our captivity in Babylon. And that's why we're seeing so many attacks today on the most persecuted minority in America, the Christian majority. Virginia, I appreciate your pious gibberish, but could you be a little more specific?
Of course, Jackie. Religious liberties are under attack. We're losing our right to teach biblical morality to children who are growing up in public schools run by social engineers who laugh at God and would rather have gender-neutral bathrooms and drag queen story hour
Disgusting. Than
teach young people about the wonder-working power of the precious blood of the Lamb.
Yes, we do still have a constitution in this country. I'm sorry that you feel offended by it. Believe it or not, the Founding Fathers actually wanted to protect us from whatever twisted necromancy these people think is Christianity.
Jackie, these communists are polluting the innocence of children. And if you speak out against the grooming, they call you a bigot. Parents get no say anymore. They're being vilified just for having legitimate concerns about the deviant lifestyles promoted in schools. You know, one day your kids will come home and you won't even recognize them anymore. That's the real agenda here. Sexual indoctrination. This generation that's coming up, 20% identify as LGBT, 40% are attempting suicide, and the remaining 70% are being delivered directly into the hands of pornographers, satanic cultists, or worse, Episcopalians.
No, I won't stand for that.
I'm sorry. What does this have to do with drugs?
Well, everything. Addiction and sexual brokenness? These are two heads of the same serpent, symptoms of the same cultural leprosy. Single mothers, weak, emasculated fathers, childhood sexual abuse.
Is anyone
abuse?
Going to ask me what I think? Why was I invited onto this podcast to sit here and listen to the ramblings of a bigoted hate preacher?
Well, God has nothing to do with hate.
Christ is the definition of love.
Well, I'm not talking about Christ, Virginia. I'm talking about you.
Justine, if she doesn't hate anyone, then how can she be a bigot? You liberals call everyone who disagrees with you a bigot.
Exactly.
Why can't you just leave your emotions out of it for once and have a calm, rational conversation with people who have different opinions?
Okay. Well, let's see how that goes.
Jackie, regular Americans like me are just trying to set people free from sexual brokenness and protect the rights of children. Kids who are struggling with gender confusion should have the right to access reparative therapy that will make them whole again.
Reparative therapy? You mean handing gay children over to exorcists for years of torture? What a terrible wound of self-disgust to inflict on young people, telling them they're broken and polluted and they need God to make them whole. You people are selling the cure to a sickness you created.
Are you cancel culturing me right now?
Oh my God, she's totally cancel culturing you right now.
Are you thought policing me?
No, I'm trying to stop you from thought policing everyone else.
You're saying it should be a thought crime? You're saying that I'm a thought criminal? Just because I happen to believe in the traditional biblical definition of marriage between a man and a woman who form a covenant before God who gave his only begotten son to wash away the sins of the world when he died on the cross and was resurrected 3 days later, all glory to his name.
Jackie, these are the silencing tactics of the radical left. And I'm sure the blue check Twitter mob is already coming for me because you can't say anything anymore.
And Christians like me, our voices are being silenced. You know who's really being silenced? People who are silent. Being silent is a big part of being silenced. That's what being silenced means. So who's really being silenced? Not people on podcasts. Not rich morons screaming into the biggest megaphone in world history about how silenced they are. No, the people who are silenced are people we never hear from. Because, and I really can't emphasize this enough, they are silenced. People in prison, queer teenagers in conservative towns, the actual downtrodden and oppressed people of this country. Not you, Miss America. Not you, Mother Superior. You're not silenced. You just know that what you're saying is indefensible. So you defend your right to say it.
Okay, but if I'm not being silenced, then why can't I say the N-word?
Why do you want to say the N-word?
So I only have freedom of speech when it conforms to your liberal ideology?
God damn it, Jackson.
That sounds a little bit like being silenced?
She's stonewalling me.
All over America today, white parents are having to sit their children down and explain that there's certain words they just can't say because of the color of their skin. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be turning in his grave.
Would he?
I mean, he's definitely turning in his grave, but not for the reasons you think.
Jackie, can I bring this back on topic and share the good news of the gospel?
That's not the topic.
I have prayed on this, and honestly, the Holy Spirit has filled me with so much compassion for young people struggling with same-sex temptation. You know, when I look out at all these angry people at the Pride Parade, doing all this sexual acting out and wearing provocative clothing in a desperate bid for attention, I see the broken childhoods, and I see the craving for acceptance and belonging, and I feel for them. I really do.
Wow, you're such a good person for taking pity on the poor, sad homos. You know, what you people really love is the aesthetic of being compassionate. But all you're really doing is calling into question the worthiness of other people's lives.
Yeah, Virginia, why can't you just live and let live, you know? Whatever happened to love your neighbor?
Jackie, anyone who knows me will tell you that I'm the most compassionate person that they know. But love your neighbor doesn't mean anything goes. And it certainly doesn't mean that we all just bow down to the intimidation tactics of the secular ruling elite. It doesn't mean that we can't ask questions about this narrative we're all being force-fed that God and scripture have no place in American life anymore, that we're all supposed to submit to the takeover of these Marxist plutocrats imposing their queer ideology, which says that if your child comes home from school and announces she's a different gender this week,
then you have no choice but to surrender her to the surgeon's knife, slicing up tiny little children's bodies. That's where this is headed. The Shrine of Moloch.
Oh my god, no one is slicing up children's bodies. What are you talking about, you absolute lunatic?
Well, speaking of the transgenders, in the interest of full disclosure, I feel I should let our listeners know that one of our guests this week used to be a man. Isn't that right, Justine Tableau? Or should I say, Justin?
Oh, come on! Really?
Alright, we're doing this.
Smoking a cigarette in the studio?
Is this a throwback to the 1970s?
No, it's a throw forward to the 20 I don't give a fucks.
Well, don't mind if I do. Ugh. Nothing wrong with the proud history of good American tobacco. Good Virginia tobacco.
Jackie.
The Freedom Podcast LLC does not endorse the sale or use of cigarettes, vaporizers, or other nicotine products to individuals under 21 years of age. Some restrictions apply. Results may vary.
Excuse me, Jackie. I'm really not comfortable with this. I was not warned that there would be a transgender here today, and I really have nothing to say to this eunuch servant of Jezebel.
Well, I wasn't planning to spend my day seated across from a goddamn exorcist, but here we are.
Virginia, if you're not prepared to get splashed, then you can get out of the free speech zone, because you're about to get wet.
Excuse me? I agreed to this podcast because I thought you were a conservative.
I'm a libertarian.
Anything goes, baby, USA.
Jackie, the problem with libertarians is that a society with no values cannot function. Christians tried to warn you that if you changed the definition of marriage, it would be a free-for-all. And now, here we are. 96.5 genders are being taught in American classrooms. It seems we've forgotten that God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Eve and Kai and Jaden and Caden and Lilith and Ashton and Skylar and Rainbow. Homosexuality is a gateway drug to transgenderism. And from there, it's just one step away to pedophilia and bestiality. And that's the real agenda here. These people want to lower the age of consent and legalize sodomy with all the beasts that walk the earth, and the birds of the sea, and all the fishes of the sky.
Well, Virginia, if you're so worried about it, why don't you take your Mickey Mouse sexual neuroses back to the nunnery in old Missouri? Do they not have demons to slay in the back country?
I rejoice in persecution and revilement for the sake of righteousness, for the Lord commands me not to hate my brother, Justin.
Wow, super controversial, super provocative, super brave and super bold. We're living in Orwell's nightmare, but you're a freedom fighter and you refuse to be silenced. Amazing.
Look, I just think it's great that three people with differing opinions can all sit down in a room and have a respectful conversation.
Wow.
Cheers to us. Is it great? You know, I don't think it's that great. And I don't think there's anything respectful about the two of you sitting here interrogating the morality of queer people, something you know absolutely nothing about.
Oh, I know more than you might think. I used to be homosexual.
No,
you
God,
what?
No, I'm not doing this today.
I'm sorry, you used to be a homosexual?
That's right, Jackie. Before I was saved,
here we go.
I used to be a lesbian. That's who I thought I was. I lived that lifestyle.
You used to be a lesbian. Okay. Name five things you love about men. This should be good. Gather around, everyone. Let's all witness the power of Christ. I'm sure this will be very convincing.
I love the Lord, who does not command me to be straight. He commands me to be holy. Fear not. You will no longer live in shame, for your Creator will be your husband.
Okay. Well, if you want to be the bride of Christ, then by all means, but, you know, keep it in the bedroom. I'm tired of you people shoving your lifestyle in everyone's face.
Virginia, I'm confused. I thought people are just born that way. Like, Jesus can't change that.
Jackie, the mainstream media establishment doesn't want you to know that people like me exist, because that goes against their narrative.
but recovered homosexuals should be allowed to tell our stories. The ploy of the enemy is to make us feel that we cannot change. But what if every addict said, well, I'm just a junkie, that's who I am, I sexually identify as an alcoholic, so Jesus can't change me. Well, that's a good point. No, it isn't. Gay is just a feeling. Homosexual lust, same-sex temptation, that's a feeling, not an identity. Like, maybe you struggle with wrath, but you don't identify as wrathful. Maybe sometimes you want to punch a guy in the face. I want to punch you in the face. And yet, you haven't punched me. Lo and behold, you have a desire without acting on the desire. When I was saved, I left behind the false identity I used to walk in, and I was delivered by Christ's transformative love. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me. But before I made God Lord of my desires, I was controlled by sin, by drugs, by alcohol, by homosexuality. So you used to be cool and now you're boring. Wow, behold the power of Christ. You think it's cool to be contaminated in fornication?
Yes, I do. It's pretty cool.
I'm sure we're all a little contaminated in fornication.
Is this a joke to you? Do you find this humorous?
Yeah.
I don't, because I have glimpsed the gates of hell, where unrepentant souls endure the horrors of sin, away from God, shut out from grace, tormented by unyielding guilt and shame.
Yes, we've all been to Cincinnati.
Can we wrap this back around to the drug topic? Virginia, you're saying you used to be an addict?
That's right, Jackie. What were you addicted to? Miracle Whip? VeggieTales? Communion wafers, maybe?
No. I was addicted to alcohol, to pornography, to lusting after women, and to hype.
Hype? You, Virginia Lamb, were a hype addict?
Look, Virginia, can you drop a quick story time on this? Because I am intrigued.
Jackie, I would love to testify. You know, growing up, I never really felt connected to my mother.
Girl, not this.
When I left home, I was lost. I was a wretch. I was on fire, and I rebuked that fire. I used foul language. I went out clubbing. I cut my hair off. I gained weight. I was tempted by same-sex attraction. And I struggled with gender confusion, you know? I was always a little more masculine. I'd even started down the path toward transgendered. I used to shoot up testosterone. That's why my voice is a little lower.
Yeah, the two of you sound kind of the same, honestly. If I didn't know, I don't think I could tell which one of you is the man.
Neither of us is the man, Jacqueline. Though, if anything, this one's the man. He's the one injecting testosterone.
God has healed the feminine within me. All along, God was tugging at my heart. But for me, the road to heaven led through hell. I felt a terrible void inside. I lived in the flesh. I lived in sin with another woman, hoping to satisfy that hunger.
Here we go.
When I gazed upon her beauty, I thought sunlight had broken through the clouds. But the light I saw was nothing but the fire of my own wickedness. I knew that lifestyle was wrong, but I couldn't quit until she broke my heart. And then I was cast into the outer darkness.
Yeah, she probably got tired of your Jesus bullshit.
It was like a part of me was ripped away, and I was left to face my brokenness alone.
What was she, a Capricorn?
No, a Sagittarius.
Well, there's your problem. Next time, maybe try a water sign.
Shh, stop interrupting.
I'm living for the drama.
Jackie, I was alone. I was suicidal. I was an addict. I was lost. Until one day, I decided to go to church with my mom. And I was surrounded by these women singing, "What can wash away my sin? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus that washes white as snow."
and I felt this tingling all over my body, and I knew I was hearing the voice of God for the very first time, not just the words of the hymn, but the voice of the Father speaking directly to me.
Yes, we all like music.
And suddenly my pain made sense. I don't have to live this way anymore. In that moment, I was transfigured by the Holy Spirit. I was cleansed. I was healed. I was delivered. I was sanctified. I was redeemed. My guilty stains were washed away, and I exchanged my brokenness and pain for His loving grace.
Okay, so I'm confused. Do you eat dick now? What's your deal?
Jackie, my deal is that I entered the throne room with a repentant heart and rebuked the enemy that keeps me from the Father. When I found Jesus, I found someone who truly loves me. And through obedience to Him, my identity is no longer in my attractions, but in Christ. You know what I think, Virginia? I think that you are immoderate in love and immoderate with substances, and so you need an imaginary father figure to make all the rules because you can't control yourself. But your weakness doesn't mean that everyone else should have to live in a state of enforced mental infancy.
Mental infancy?
Bondage to the flesh is mental infancy. I know, Justin, the chains of sin. I know the murmuring complaints of the flesh. The itch, the ache, the shame. I lived in mud. I lived in filth. I know the thorns, the seething cauldron, the great whirlwind that whips sinners round an endless wheel of pain. But my shame was hammered to the cross, for those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
Virginia, who are you trying to impress with this ostentatious sexual anorexia? Who is the beneficiary of your erotic constipation? God?
I really don't think He cares, Gorge.
Celibacy is not a good deed. To me, this all just sounds like a lot of words to say that you're gay and you hate yourself.
I don't think I could have put it less succinctly myself. Is it hate to worship the glory of God over the glory of self?
Where's my nail?
Is it hate to be anchored to the Savior's will that leads me from temptation?
Damn it.
To walk with purpose, abiding in the identity of who God made me?
Oh my goddamn
nail. Is it hate to heal the brokenness and be made whole through radical obedience to the Holy Spirit?
Have you been made whole, Virginia? Because to me, it sounds like you amputate half of your own soul and you call it sin and shame. Well, that's my definition of sexual brokenness.
Why am I being lectured about amputation by a castrato?
She's hilarious. She's a wit.
We are all half angel and half beast. The flesh must die so the spirit may live.
The soul, by definition, is not the flesh.
Have you really wandered so far astray? Have you feasted with such profligacy on apples of Sodom that you think the urge to fornicate is half the soul?
No, Virginia, that's not what I think. What I think is that you have a vulgar, Cracker Barrel understanding of human sexuality, and you're on a save the children type moral crusade because you lack the adult capacity to face the demons in your own head. You talk about the flesh and same-sex temptation. Well, what even is that, Virginia? I want specifics. What is this terrible thing you're so afraid you're going to do if Jesus stops holding your hand for 10 minutes? What? You think you're going to rail a line of hype off a stripper's tits?
Excuse me?
Answer this. What do you think erotic love is a desire for?
Wait, I know this one.
Sex.
No.
That's too easy. Erotic love is not aimless pleasure seeking. It's a longing for connection, for recognition, for wholeness, to traverse the lonely void that separates us from each other, to liberate repressed energy, to feel alive. Love is not the flesh. It's not temptation. It's nothing like the urge to punch someone in the face. It's nothing like being an alcoholic. It's not a craving. It's a yearning. The desire for reunion with our other half, Aristophanes.
But you people don't understand that. because you are vulgarians. You have no sense of humanity, and you have no sense of the erotic.
Well, that sounds like a bunch of liberal Marxist bullcrap.
Jackie, your brain is so small. It's just so tiny. Look at me. You're a dum-dum, okay? And I'm gonna need you to stop talking.
As usual, the cancel culture woke Stapo is trying to silence me.
Shh, Jackie. I really am trying to silence you this time because you're so stupid and I can't stand it anymore. So shut up.
I'm giving you the plague, liberal.
Okay, well, I hope it kills me because I'm done.
See, I'll never get sick because every day I drink a pint of antifungal hedgehog medication. Doctors don't want you to know about it.
I could not possibly be more done. You may be done, but I'm not.
Well, you people never are you?
You want to talk about yearning? I mean, I get it. I used to live in shame. I know the insatiable longing to be with another woman.
Yes, we've all noticed.
Let me tell you, it is not freedom. It is bondage. You do not possess the flesh, Justin Tableau. The flesh possesses you. Rebuke it and be free, or perish as a slave. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
You people do love to rebuke things, don't you?
Justin, the love you yearn for can only be found in Jesus. Only He can fill the void. I know. I used to be like you, Justin. I was lost. I was blind. I was confused in my identity. I used to reject the gospel. Until my sin took everything from me, and I needed a savior. And then I called out to God for salvation, and He came to me as a loving father. It's not too late for you, Justin. You are so loved. God loves you, but this is not God's intent for you.
It is ridiculous to me that you think you know God's intent. The height of cosmological narcissism. I'm sorry, has Reddit gone offline? Have we run out of fedoras in America?
I'm just trying to understand why you hate God.
I'm just trying to understand why you hate love.
God is love. Is He? The only love worth having. What you call love, the sin I used to live in, the world, the flesh, and the devil, that only ever brought me pain.
Yes, because heartbreak is painful. Love is painful. The poets are unanimous. Love is bittersweet, says Sappho. Eros, giver of pain.
What's Sappho?
A pagan pornographer, the sort of filth these people want to teach to children.
Well, if the Aeolian lyric poets can't tell us what love is, then goddammit, I don't know who can.
Well, God for one. God has a sexual plan for all of us.
That's hot.
God's plan is for male and female to be one flesh. Men's and women's bodies fit together for the purpose of creating children.
You do realize you don't need a man to have a baby, right? Seminal fluids are not difficult to come by, even in this economy.
You have a guy? A semen guy?
That's just most guys.
Look, I do need to brush up on my apologetics, but since I'm among heathens, clearly, I will do my best to argue not from faith, but from reason.
I love reason.
Do you?
Tell me this, Justin. Which is better? A love that is eternal? Or a love that can be ripped away at any moment?
I'm sorry your girlfriend left you. That must have been really hard.
Just answer the question.
Nothing is eternal, Virginia. Except maybe sanctimonious assholes.
Isn't a love that is eternal superior to a love that is fleeting?
Yes, Socrates, it is certain.
And don't you yearn, not just for a love in the moment, but for a love that lasts eternity?
Yes, Socrates, that is evident.
And isn't eternal love what we call God?
Yes, Virginia, we all want to be loved, but sometimes we don't get what we want.
So you have no argument.
Do I really need an argument? This is just a semantic trick. You're saying that God is eternal love, and then magically that must exist because you defined it that way?
So you don't have an argument?
I'm sorry.
Interesting.
I didn't prepare to have a debate about Neoplatonism with a five-alarm lesbo cosplaying as a trad wife. I'm supposed to take this seriously? Why?
Why am I even here? What am I doing? Why am I talking to these people?
I think you're here because God led you here, Justin.
I don't think God leads people to podcasts.
Clearly, this transgender identity of yours is a defense against the emptiness you feel inside. There's a hunger in your soul no pleasure of the flesh can satisfy. Do you not feel the thirst in your body, like a parched land?
Well, yeah, I feel the thirst. I'm sure we all feel the thirst.
If I may quote Psalm 63.
Please don't.
You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name I will raise up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as in the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you.
Virginia, go to therapy, says the delusional man who thinks he's a woman. You're the one who needs to go to therapy.
No, you go to therapy.
I'll pray for you.
I'll pray for you. I will pray straight to Satan.
Look, can't we just agree that we are all a little Looney Tunes? You have your Jesus bullshit. You have your gender nonsense. And I... well, I'm sure I must have something.
The free market.
Right.
We all have our little delusions. The important thing is that we cling to them. And we never let go, no matter how much evidence gets in the way. Because that's what makes us free. And freedom is what makes America great. Other countries, they don't have choices. But in America, we have the freedom to choose whatever we want.
So can we do drugs?
No, that's illegal.
I thought you said we could choose.
Yes, but we have to make the right choices.
And what if we want to make the wrong choices?
Well, the boot of the law will crush you without mercy. You will be locked in a tiny cage.
That is literally the opposite of freedom.
Well, we have to be tough on crime. It's the only way to keep this country free. We have to build more prisons.
Who decides what the right and wrong choices are?
Well, Father decides.
Father always decides.
And do you always do what Father says?
Of course.
We always do what Father says.
Why?
Because Father says so. Why can't you just admit that you hate God because you want to sleep with men?
Oh, I don't want to sleep with men.
Yes, you do. You're a man who struggles with gender confusion and same-sex temptation.
No, I'm not. I'm a lesbian. Just like you, girl. My heart was also broken by a woman. I thought she was a cat girl. She turned out to be a fuck boy.
Ugh. You are a straight man.
I mean, at this point, I wish. But no, definitely a gay woman. We're all stuck with it.
Hold on. So you're attracted to women, but you became a woman. Does that mean you're attracted to yourself?
No.
In the mirror?
No, because I'm not a fucking animal. They can't tell the difference between my own reflection and a different person. Desire is always for something that you lack. You can't desire yourself because you're already one with yourself. Desire feeds on absence. It reaches out across a void.
I don't know. I think if I was a lesbian, I'd fuck me.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing.
Aren't a lot of serial killers transgendered?
Do you have bodies in your basement?
You better watch out or you're gonna be next.
Are those clothes even yours? Or are you wearing the clothes of your victims?
Jackie, I will drizzle a red wine reduction over your liver, and I will feast upon it.
Jackie, these transsexuals, they're the greediest of all perverts. It's not enough for you to possess a woman. You also have to appropriate female beauty for yourself.
Who said anything about female beauty, Virginia? You're the one who keeps bringing that up.
Nice. Got her.
Shut up, dum-dum. I said it to hurt her, not to entertain you. You stay out of this.
Look, so you're a straight man. You could have had a wife. You could have raised a family. Your life could have meant something. But you threw it all away?
You really think having babies is the only way to have a meaningful life? Do you have babies?
Well, priests don't have babies. Maybe think of queer people as priests.
Except, you know, the people we have sex with are adults.
Whoa! Okay.
That's Catholics. That's not Christians.
That's kind of crossing a line, don't you think?
Oh, has free speech gone too far?
Now it's gone too far?
Can we have a civil conversation, please? Is it impossible to have a civil conversation in America today?
Well, that ship has sailed and sunk.
Virginia, I believe you are about to exercise Christian humility by explaining why your barren life of self-flagellation is more meaningful than mine.
I walk with the Spirit until the day I go to glory. That's my meaning. Your meaning is what? To fabricate an already fading illusion of feminine beauty until you rot away unresurrected in the earth? And for what? To mutilate God's image and to live a lie? Anything else would be a lie. If God exists, I'm sure his mind is bigger than yours. And with or without your approval and understanding, I will always be the way I am. Look, can't we reach a reasonable compromise? I think you should have the right to do whatever sick shit that you're into. Just leave children out of it. Like, whatever this is, keep this away from children. And that's why we should increase police funding to fight the war on drugs. Listen, Justin. I'm just trying to help you understand how lost you really are. I know my place in this world. I've found love, family, belonging, fellowship in the church. Have you found fellowship in the LGBT2A dollar sign community? Well, obviously not, because it's a bunch of wounded people wounding each other, case in point. Though you are one of the worst I've ever seen. So, you're alone, you're far from God's grace, and you have no catgirl GF. Can you honestly say that you're happy? That you're fulfilled? That you have purpose? That you have hope?
Hello? Jesus!
Don't say that name in front of me.
How did you get in my house?
Oh, I get into a lot of people's houses.
Who are you? What are you?
Well, I used to be an angel.
And now?
Let's just say I'm in a different line of work.
A satanic visitation. At this time of year, at this time of night, in this part of the country, localized entirely within my bathroom?
Yes.
Is this going to be a weird sex thing?
Do you want it to be?
No. Look, I've had a terrible day. I'm really not in the mood for this.
Well, I can help you with that.
Can you?
Sure. I can help with anything. Depression, anxiety, insomnia, pain. Boredom, failure, shame. Shame? Is it the shame?
Well, yeah, there's the shame. There's always gonna be the shame. But it's a complex cocktail. There's the heartbreak, there's the loneliness, the self-loathing. I'm a parched land loose. I've got the hunger, the emptiness inside.
Oh, emptiness inside? Well, baby girl, let me fill you up.
I thought you said this wasn't going to be a weird sex thing.
It's not a weird sex thing. Potions, Justine. Potions. I have potions that will fill the emptiness inside.
Potions?
Elixirs, serums, tonics, medicaments. Think of me as a salesman. An apothecary.
A dealer.
Are you trying to get demonetized?
Sorry. What potions do you have?
Well, this is one of my favorites. It's called Hype. This will make you come alive. You'll jump right out of your shell. Say goodbye to shyness, self-doubt, inhibition. You'll have energy, confidence, charisma. You'll finally get things done. You'll connect with people. You'll always know just what to say.
Lucy, the time for that was about 12 hours ago. At this point, I just want the pain to stop.
Pain? Well, I surely have something for that. It's called Void. One drop of this, and all the pain will melt away. The aches of the body, the agitation of desire, the sting of heartbreak, boredom, grief, and shame. All of that will fade away under a warm blanket of serenity and love.
Yes, I know what Void is, but that's a very hard potion. And it's a dark path that I don't want to go down.
Baby, it's my job to lead people down dark paths. You'd really rather sit there in your little tub of sadness, all alone. What, do you need a clear mind to process how bad you were on that podcast? Because it was embarrassing. Humiliating, honestly. It was difficult to watch.
Shut up.
Is it some kind of masochism? You just want to feel all the pain, man. Because you're not impressing anyone. I mean, what is your plan for this evening? You're going to sit around stalking your ex on social media all night? Because that is pathetic. And it's so unnecessary. Because you're choosing to feel bad. When with one drop of Void, you could be in bliss.
Pass.
The cool kids are doing it.
The cool kids are absolutely not doing it because it's not the 90s. Kids today are vaping Benadryl. Don't you keep up with this?
Okay. I mean, I respect your choice, but I'm not going anywhere. I will stay right here, and I will remind you every minute for hundreds of consecutive minutes, that your pain is optional. And I have the antidote right here. But I guess you'd just rather feel pain and shame and humiliation and heartbreak and boredom, loneliness, despair, disappointment, failure, anguish, frustration.
Look, I'm a smart person, okay? And I'm not gonna let you turn me into some kind of pathetic junkie.
Pathetic? Is it pathetic to feel good? Because when I look at you, I see someone who feels bad. And to me, that's pathetic.
Well, the thing about that... Okay, just give me the goddamn Void.
Well, that didn't take a lot of convincing. I thought I was gonna be here all night.
Well, my will is weak, okay? Can I have the potion, please?
All right, well, let's be a little patient. You should really do this the right way, okay? It's called harm reduction. What you're gonna do is put one drop, and only one drop, of pure Void into water. This is important. Do not do too many drops.
What happens if I do too many drops?
Oh, you'll probably die.
I'll die?
I told you it was important.
Well, how many drops is too many drops?
Well, it's difficult to say exactly. It depends on a lot of factors.
Seriously?
But it's your first time, so just do one.
So So do I just drink it, or...
Of course you drink it. It's a purely fictional magical potion, utterly disconnected from any real-world social issues. What else would you do with it?
Okay.
Good girl.
I don't feel anything.
Okay, well, give it a minute. In about 15 seconds, you are not going to know the meaning of the word pain. Are you ready for that?
Lucy, I have never been more ready for anything in my goddamn...
There she goes. Well, don't thank God, thank me. I will not have Father taking credit for my work.
Lucy! Lucy! Luciferia! Mother! A doctor! Mother doctor! Doctor mother! Mom! Mother Void! Mother Void!
Yes?
Help me, doctor. I'm being cancelled.
Oh, so a bunch of furries are mad at you online. So what?
You don't understand, Doctor. I'm in love with this furry.
You really are far from God. You're further from God than I am.
Lucy, can I get a drop?
A drop? I thought you didn't want to go down dark paths.
Doctor, my pain is at a 10.
I thought I was going to get to tempt you all over again. I'm a little disappointed, honestly. I enjoy the thrill of the chase. But there's no chase with you. No chase at all. You're easy. An easy little void slut. A slut for the void.
Lucy, if I wanted a sermon, I'd have called the other guy. Please, just give me the void so I can fill the emptiness.
If it's the void you want, the void you shall have. But you don't call me Lucy anymore, understand? You call me Mommy now. Because I... own you.
Yes, Mommy dearest. Yeah, because one drop doesn't really work anymore.
So you're going to do 5 drops?
Just to take the edge off. I need 5 drops to take the edge off. So I'm going to do 5 drops.
Oh, wow. If it's just to take the edge off, That's a very convincing argument. By all means, continue.
Well, thank you for being supportive. Cheers.
That was dumb. That was so dumb. Shit. I need to quit. I've got to quit. I'm going to quit.
Oh, you're going to quit, are you?
Yes, Mother. I'm gonna quit. I just...
Good luck!
I'll quit after one more drop.
Of course.
Alright, that's it. Never again. I'm quitting. I quit. It's just a simple matter of giving up the only thing that makes me feel like life is worth living. How hard could that be? Lucy, I'm with this lady. Wake up, Lucy. Lucy, wake up. Wake up!